I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The votes from last week's presidential election in Afghanistan are being counted, and the country's election commission said today that incumbent Hamid Karzai has a narrow early lead over his nearest rival. The commission reported that President Karzai has received 41% of the votes so far. Abdullah Abdullah has 39%. Keep in mind, only one-tenth of the ballots have been counted. The BBC's Chris Morris is in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Chris, it's early in the counting, but it seems as if it might be a close election. How surprising is that?
Well, there's been all sorts of claim and counterclaim over the last few days about the level of corruption, the level of fraud, about ballot rigging. And I think a lot of candidates were trying to get in preemptive strikes, if you like, before some of these numbers started coming out. It is close, but as you say, it's only 10% of the vote. So far, a lot of the provinces in the north seem to have counted quite a few of their votes, whereas provinces in the south, where Hamid Karzai would expect to be strong, in some cases have counted no votes at all. So I think there's an expectation that that number for Hamid Karzai will probably rise. The critical factor, of course, is will it rise enough for him to claim over 50% of the vote and not need to go to a second round?
Why do they release the results in this way? Why release early results in such a provocative atmosphere?
In a way, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. If they did nothing for a long time, there would be a complete information vacuum, and then the rumour and the spin and counterspin from the various campaigns would simply take over. So I think they feel that when they do have definitive results to put out, then it's right to do that. But it's not ideal, clearly, especially as I say, some of the most sensitive provinces in the south, places like Kandahar and Helmand, where American and British troops have been fighting against the Taliban, virtually none of the votes down there have been counted at all. And there are questions about how many people actually went to the polls in those more troubled parts of the country. And obviously, the longer the process goes on, the more rumour and speculation feeds into the system.
Well, how are Afghans reacting to the results? Do they think they're accurate?
It completely depends who you talk to. Just a couple of hours before those first results, Abdullah Abdullah came out and gave a pretty strong press conference, probably his strongest accusations so far against Hamid Karzai and the government. He said they were stealing votes. He presented video and photographic evidence which purports to show ballot boxes being stuffed with votes for President Karzai. And while he appealed to his supporters to stay calm, he said, you know, we needed to go through legal measures to pursue our grievances. He also appealed to the international community, saying you simply can't turn a blind eye to what he called a mockery of the system.
I gather he was asked if the election dispute could lead to violence, and he said, I hope not, which isn't exactly a ringing endorsement for calm and peace.
I think he's very clearly said all along that he doesn't want people out on the streets demonstrating, protesting violently. He said very much, I will work through the system to try and redress my grievances. But there has been this hint that, well, if my supporters feel angry enough, if we think there is fraud to such an extent that this election becomes a farce, then can I control them? And so there's that slight question up in the air. While everyone's calling for calm, that slight hint of menace in the background.
And finally, Chris, there are reports of a suicide car bomb exploding in the southern city of Kandahar. What do you know about that so far?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's a reminder that as we wait for this long electoral process to come to an end, the insurgency continues. There's been a suicide bombing in Kandahar this evening. There have been a number of casualties, both dead and injured. We don't know the final figures yet. And another development today, four more American soldiers killed in southern Afghanistan. And that's a grim statistic because it takes the number of international troops killed in Afghanistan this year, and of course we're only in August, past the total amount for last year.
The BBC's Chris Morris in Kabul. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you very much.